American at a time.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call online. 855-450-3733. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have been talking about the election and third parties and sort of the relevance of those over the past hour. Still got some calls on hold for that. And, you know, go check out listen.freetalklive.com. Not only is Free Talk Live on more than 110 radio stations across the country, and we are grateful to the radio stations that carry us, and two XM channels, but we've got, you know, free-to-air satellite or the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, or listen lines where you can call a telephone number and listen. If perhaps your phone isn't got enough bandwidth for data or something like that, you can listen in your car that way at listen.freetalklive.com. There's live streams also on the Internet. Listen.freetalklive.com. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Let's go to Gordon. Calling in, listening, K-Med. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, how are you?
All's well.
Good, love your show.
Thanks.
Wanted to mention something to everyone, and I believe, considering Obama has hired tens of thousands of lawyers, that this election is going to be really bad as far as him tying it up in courts.
How is he going to tie it up in courts? I mean, how many times has that been done?
Well, just like Bush.
Okay.
And well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but he's going to tie it up somehow.
Okay.
That's the Chicago way.
I do agree that the lawyer and
am I way out of line?
I'm still confused how he's going to tie the election up in court.
It didn't take long with Bush.
It didn't.
So you're saying, Gordon? Gordon, are you saying that it's going to be an extremely close election? And he's going to tie it up in court to halt some recounts?
Okay, good point. I think, I don't know how close it will be, but I do believe any results, he will challenge those results in every state. He's already hired the lawyers.
Well, the Republicans have a lot of lawyers, and they've already sued several states to try to get candidates off the ballot.
Yeah.
The Libertarians just went through a lawsuit in Pennsylvania to actually remain on the ballot after they turned in like twice as many signatures as was required.
Yeah, Romney's trying to keep third parties off the ballots right now because he thinks it's going to hurt them.
Well, I hope it works out okay, but that's what I fear, you know.
I gotcha.
It's just to have his legal team from Chicago go ahead and pulling some crap. So anyway, well, that's my opinion, guys.
I appreciate the call, Gordon.
Like the show too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. Everybody loves to give Chicago trouble, and certainly it's got some history of ugly elections and ugly politics. But I mean, it's by no means the only place in America.
It's
that's
no California.
You know, I mean, I think that. One thing that I think Gordon's pointing out correctly is that this democracy of the people, by the people, for the people, I know, it's a republic. I don't think there's any operative difference. Democracy means of the people, and republic means by the people. One's Latin, one's Greek. If you believe that republic means that they respect rights, show me another republic that's ever respected rights.
Exhibit A, the People's Republic of China.
Right.
Exhibit B, the Republic of Cuba.
Right. There's, republic just doesn't really mean much of any difference in democracy. But is that this government of the people, by the people, for the people has turned into sort of a government of the lawyers by the by the lobbyists for the corporations. I mean, it's a big mess. And, the rule of lawyers has supplanted the rule of men in this country. And it seems like, what the economists call rent-seeking behavior, meaning that, people will do what benefits them, that lawyers may pad the hours and that kind of thing, well, that lawyers will also create work for lawyers. And that when lawyers control the lawmaking body, they create the laws, which are the work of lawyers, so they create more work for lawyers. And
just think, if Congress and the state legislatures couldn't manipulate the rules to favor themselves in elections, how much work the lawyers would be losing.
Right. I mean, at this point, many of these laws out there, when you ask a lawyer what it means, if you ask 10 lawyers, you'd get 10 different answers as to what
sometimes
it means.
Sometimes you might get 12 different answers because one lawyer might say, well, it could mean this or it could mean this.
Probably,
I'm not really sure.
Probably that about that. And I mean, it sort of perpetuates this control of that group, the lawyers, of the system. And, you know, they control the output of the legislature, so therefore they control the laws and make work for themselves, and it produces these laws that are, you know, Byzantine at best. They make the laws of Byzantine look easy. There's more laws in this country than an individual can read in four lifetimes. How can that possibly be the rule of law?
It's the land of the free. Love it or leave it. Even though we've got more laws than any other country in the world. More prisoners in the U.S. than any other country in the world, and more lawyers than any other country in the world per capita.
I don't know that that's making anybody free. It just doesn't make any sense. These laws are complicated, they're ambiguous, and then you need a lawyer to figure them out. And so you perpetuate the whole rule of lawyers. And I get where Gordon's coming from on that, in that sense. Certainly, the Democratic Party and Barack Obama do not have the monopoly on lawyering folks in Washington, D.C. or around the country. And I would suggest that probably the Republican Party will,
Republicans are just as bad.
Yeah, I think that they're making it tough on the third parties right now. And that doesn't help the votes. It doesn't help make me not feel alienated. I don't like it when my party, and I'm a Republican, goes ahead and tries to stifle competition in those other areas. I think that's wrong. I think it's unjust, and it really bothers me. But
and it should bother people, and it should make people think, wait a second, if these guys are so sure that they're going to win, then why don't they allow these other candidates on the ballot?
Well, if they really had the concern of the American people and what the people wanted, then they would offer choices. But what the Republicans and Democrats, this duopoly of parties, what they want is the last thing they want is to give you choices.
Right.
They want you to choose on November the 6th between two crap sandwiches. You can inspect the toppings on the crap sandwiches, but you know, one's got mayo, one's got ketchup, but it's really not much different. You've got really crappy choices. Now, Rose called in the last hour, and she was enamored by Romney. She thought that he was a really special candidate, and she
just
should be able to vote for him.
Just this one election, nobody should vote for a third party.
That's hilarious stuff.
I've heard that in every election that I can remember.
That's what
including the 1992 election where 20% almost voted for Ross Perot. Well, just this one time, we've got to make sure that, you know, don't waste your vote on this guy because he's not going to win. So
I was offered $20. I used to drive a cab in 2004 between radio gigs. Somebody had to pay the mortgage, and I was the only one living in the house, so I guess that was me. I was offered $20 by a ride in order to vote for the Democrat because we were talking about politics, and I wanted to vote for Michael Bednarik and this whole thing. And so that ride offered me $20 in order to vote for Kerry?
In 2004,
yeah. In 2004, Kerry.
I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
Now, I didn't take the woman's money because I was very careful in saying this was in Florida. I'm a convicted felon. So, in Florida, I didn't have a vote. And I wasn't going to take this lady's $20 if I couldn't deliver on what it was that she wanted me to do. That seems wrong to me. But, yes, as a convicted felon, it was wrong to me to take this $20 and a taxi driver. People have so many things to say about these groups. They want to keep those felons in. They're bad people. And I wouldn't even take this lady's $20 for a vote. That wouldn't have mattered one whit. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE.
believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,824.68, $9,1234 for a half ounce, or $456.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,824.68, $9,1234, and $456.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733, in case you don't have those little numbers on your phone. Some of the cell phones don't have those letters.
Right.
It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go before you make your purchases. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at the lowest prices. I say the lowest prices because I've done sort of unofficial surveys and, you know, always checked with the stuff that I've bought there. And every time, it seems like ManVentureOutpost.com is the lowest. Every time I've experienced that, they are the lowest. And so you should check them before you make any buys, whether it's for knives or ammunition. Everybody's buying ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, tents, whatever kind of outdoor equipment the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be that you or someone you love, needs, you can get it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll get you free shipping. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Daryl, let's go right into the phones.
Let's do it.
Okay. Austin, calling in from South Carolina. Austin, WSCC.
Hello, gentlemen. How are y'all tonight?
All's
doing
well.
Good.
You?
Good.
What's on your mind?
The reason we don't have third-party candidates covered anymore is because 20 years ago this summer, we had an effective third-party candidate, and the corporations got scared to their pants off.
Are you talking about Ross Perot?
That was Ross Perot.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think that he could have been president if he hadn't acted so weird there sort of during the summer? You know, he said there were some assassins out to get him.
Precisely. But I won't go into it because I don't want to sound like somebody's seen a UFO hovering over.
You know what? Look,
Jimmy Carter admitted to seeing UFOs, and he was president.
And,
so.
You know, if somebody's going to try to assassinate somebody, that somebody might very well be the president, you know, the somebody who's going to be president of the United States of America. I mean, it is the most powerful position in the world.
That's what happened, sir.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I really wouldn't doubt it.
You cannot threaten Mr. Ross Perot. The man has courage beyond anything I've ever imagined. I'm a former Marine. But I will tell you this. They threaten to whack his family.
Yep, that's what he said. I don't doubt it for a second. He did come back, though, and... Yeah, you know, either stay or go, I think, is kind of the way the American people felt. I think that guy would have been president if that hadn't happened the way
it did. If he had not dropped out, and if he had had a better vice presidential nominee, he could have won the election.
I can't believe Pro did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much. I'll tell you what right now. That's why you will never hear of another one again.
Yeah, I think Austin really hit the nail on the head, is that Ross Perot scared the pants off of, you know, the people in power, whether those people are in the Democrat or Republican parties or whether they're the people that pay those folks, because all the checks come from the same places.
That was definitely part of it, but if one goes back and looks at the history of when different ballot access laws have been passed, right after the 92 election, there was not a flurry of ballot access laws being passed to make it harder for minor parties. Now, after Jesse Ventura got elected governor in Minnesota, a lot of states started passing laws. And even here in New Hampshire...
And he was independent, right?
He was a Reform Party nominee when he got elected, mm-hmm. and then changed over to the Minnesota Independence Party.
Gotcha. Let's go to Jason in Wisconsin. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about the number of laws, like the sheer volume of them.
Yeah, there's like more laws than a person can read in four lifetimes, you know, in America.
But even if you did read them, you wouldn't be able to interpret them because you have to read the associated court cases.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's, for one, if you've ever read a law, you have to read that thing like four or five times through just to get some kind of interpretation.
And then you need five reference books.
Yeah.
I've tried reading some of the bills the Congress debates, and through the first two sections, it's, you know, striking this sentence from this bill that was passed and then this from the U.S. Code. So you need an entire law library just to be able to decipher any bill that's being passed.
But if you were to just read the laws that exist in the United States through one time and do 8 hours a day, every day, it'd take you four lifetimes. That can't possibly be the rule of law, because at that point there's too many laws for a person to possibly understand. I mean, this is, I don't know whether, is it the sheer volume of government that will crush this nation? I don't know.
Do you want to know what's worse? More laws keep getting passed every year.
Yeah, they don't get rid of any.
Well,
Jason?
Like I was saying, though, that wouldn't even matter, though. You could spend the 8 hours a day for four lifetimes, and you still wouldn't have a clue of how they're actually utilized, because you have to read all the court cases that go with them.
I know. I'm just trying to show people the absurdity of the amount of laws in this country, and you're saying that the four lifetimes really needs to be something like
8 or 12?
400. Jason?
Well, then when you actually do that, which I have, I've wasted a bunch of time reading law and then reading case code that interprets the law. You find out there's 12 districts and the districts aren't uniform.
Nope.
And then you find out that, you know, between one case and another case, they'll decide completely different things. Like, I once looked up why, you know, you can't carry a gun, which in some states they have resurrected the open carry and the concealed carry, but this was before that. And basically what they ruled was, well, you can't carry a gun because the person that you're interacting with might not know that you're carrying a gun. Well, what does that have to do with an individual?
Shall not be infringed, right?
Yeah, what does that have to do with an individual person's rights? Is somebody else's rights and have to do with yours?
And you might not realize that somebody on the subway is crazy and is about to punch you in the face. Does that mean that subways should be outlawed?
It's crazy stuff. Jason, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Dave in Washington. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's the law of the jungle out there. No, seriously. Last week, a gentleman described himself as military police, shore patrol, Navy, and Subic Bay.
Yep, and I remember this call.
He said there was no pedophile prostitution around Subic Navy Base. Well, I don't know what he's looking at. I don't know where he's going. He hasn't been to Subic City. But if he had gone to Angeles City, Clark Air Force Area, Da'u, Mabalakit, Balibago, right outside the main gate of Clark Air Base, all the way down Fields Avenue, all up and down MacArthur Boulevard, he would have seen 11, 12, 13-year-old girls, and Air Force police were some of the best customers.
Wow. That's a heck of a claim. You know, these claims have been made at these places, and who knows what goes on. I guess there needs to be some kind of expose. Why aren't the news agencies doing something about this?
The newspapers were full of this. In 1992, late 91, there were TV documentaries on Philippine TV about this. And
Dave, I'm going to have to let you go. We're up against a break. 855-450-FREE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything. We've been, you know, basically talking about elections and third parties this evening. It's getting to be that time of year, isn't it?
Yep.
It's getting to look a lot like voting.
BS.
Yeah. Wonder how much sort of productivity the American public wastes on these elections.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just, when you're given the choices, they're as bad as they are out there. It just kind of feels like, what a waste of time. Anyway, I want to tell you about a great new Bitcoin website. If you don't know what Bitcoins are an online currency. They're cash for the internet. You can, with Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world for free. And that's a big step up from, you know, the online banking systems that allow you to send and receive money for a 3% cut. So you can, with Bitcoins, you can send and receive money for free online. And that's, you know, it's a great thing to be able to do. Also, it gives you anonymity. It will afford you possible anonymity. You have to do some work in order to get your anonymity. And it gives you complete control of your money. It's impossible for anybody to counterfeit Bitcoins or create more of them. They can't do it. And there's a great service called blockchain.info, which gives you an online Bitcoin wallet that is also works for Android phones and jailbroken iPhones. And actually, there's instructions for using regular iPhones, too. But because of fancy encryption techniques, you know, this website doesn't have access to your Bitcoins. it's all just stored, sort of, you know, encrypted. So they don't know what you've got. They don't know how much money you're sending or receiving. And with a blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins to people via their email or their Facebook friends or anybody on their cell phone anywhere in the world, and it's all free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. And if you want to find out more about Bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.org. I think Bitcoins are going to change the world. I think that they're the biggest invention since the Internet, which is a pretty big claim. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, I so much value, appreciate your show. I listen to radio much of the day, and I appreciate the fact that people have different views and they are invited to call in and share them with you. And you're for real. A lot of the shows, if you don't agree with the host, you'll never be.
You'll sit in the queue.
You'll never get to discuss it. You people are different. And I think that's the hope of this country, is that people can share those ideas. My issue today.
Dave, real quick, before you go on, I just want to explain it to folks. Is, you know, a lot of people probably already know this, but if you have an opinion that they don't want to talk about on that show, or they think that you're going to make the host look silly with your opinion or whatever it is, you're going to sit in that queue for 3 hours waiting. If you're lucky, they'll just say, "We're not interested, thanks, goodbye," and hang up on you. But it's quite possible you'll waste a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour just sitting there waiting.
Well, I happen to know you're telling that just like it is, but not so with your show. You're saying, come on in, let's discuss it with you.
You may have to wait, but we'll get you in.
Yeah. Well, my main issue right now, it's been a year ago this week that Occupy Wall Street happened, and I think it came on like a boom, and I've been a part of it. I've listened, talked with everybody I can that's been involved, and many of us feel like there was a big need that we don't like seeing what's happening in the distribution of wealth. We don't like seeing our country getting us into wars, not because we've been threatened by those countries, but because the wars are profitable to Lockheed Martin and Halliburton and a few others. And so there's a lot of us that really feel we have an obligation to stand up to our country and say, not in my name. You're not doing this stuff on our account. But they somehow managed to keep the lid on it. They managed to keep it very small. And, you know, they say that to us, well, we want to hear what you have to say, but go talk in that alley behind the shed. We don't want you out here in front of our city halls and courthouses and all that. So,
go over into the free speech zone and then say whatever you want to say over there, 3 miles away from civilization.
Yeah, I think that, I think to some extent Americans realize that freedom of speech sort of in the town square is of little value. Going out there and trying to, get people to listen to you isn't of much value. Now, if you go there and you camp out, you know, maybe you're going to get somebody's attention. And certainly it raised the hackles of some people. Some people really liked the idea of what, Occupy was about. It seemed to get co-opted by the Democrats and then kind of fizzled out after that. There was certainly some police involvement there, too. And it does make one wonder, what's it take? What does it take to change this country?
Well,
that's a darn good question, Mark.
The answer. I think it's got to be a lot closer to what you guys are all about. We didn't ever told somebody you don't get to be a member of Occupy unless you agree with me. You have the right to come in and voice your own views, and that's
it's true. Occupy. I went to the Occupy in Manchester, New Hampshire, and it's truly it was a grassroots thing. There were definitely some people there whose views I did not agree with on everything. Largely, people were pro peace, but I think most Americans really wonder what's going on over there. Why is this the longest war America's ever been in over in Afghanistan? Why is it that we had to go in there and attack when the Taliban offered Osama bin Laden up for trial in Saudi Arabia?
The same reason that the U.S. government bombed Japan after Emperor
Hirohito.
After he said he would surrender, they said, no, we want an unconditional surrender.
And then the one condition that Japan had wanted was that the emperor be allowed to remain or something like that. And they actually, the United States actually gave them that after they dropped the bomb.
Yeah. So it was all about wanting to drop the bomb.
It's, I mean, you know, that's what it looks like. The history books won't tell you that, but I mean, it's true. All you have to go take a look. There's, I mean, there's evidence that Japan was suing for peace through Russia.
The way I see it is they want money, and money is, well, very profitable to get into these wars. They can build a treasury for zillions of dollars and cheat like crazy and make a lot of money.
Yep. You know, a lot of people talk about designed obsolescence in home appliances and things like that. I mean, think about the designed obsolescence in bombs. I mean, it's really designed obsolescence. You drop it, it goes kaboom, it's gone. I mean, it's not like your stove where you have to get new dials because the old ones break or something like that. This is real designed obsolescence.
Stay what you are, guys. You're really valuable to people that are listening to you.
Thanks, Dave. 855-450-3733. That's what we try to do here on Free Talk Live. We definitely try to give people an opportunity to talk. You know, you come on here being angry, you might get it back. But you can call in and talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733. Let's take Denny in Vermont. Denny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
Good. How's everything on the other side of the river?
It's going good. I had a question for you.
Okay.
What's the difference between a tragedy and a catastrophe?
I don't know. Sounds similar.
A tragedy is when a cruise ship full of lawyers sink in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
A catastrophe is when they all know how to swim.
Oh, God. Lawyer jokes. Poor lawyers. They get the brunt of the jokes, but it's not like they haven't earned, you know, as a group haven't earned it. Individually, I don't think necessarily any of them are necessarily good or bad guys. I'm sure there are good or bad individuals there.
Why do sharks not eat the lawyers?
Because they're
professional
smart.
Courtesy.
Oh, God.
one other thing, UFOs.
Okay.
The government tells us that they're not real. They don't exist. And even if
do they say that? I mean, Bill Clinton said that he, you know, I think he kind of looked into the Area 59 thing or something like
Area
that.
Area 51.
Area 51, and he didn't see anything. Denny, I'm going to hold you over. Don't feel rushed here. But
sure.
I don't know. The government doesn't come out and say much about UFOs at all, from what I've heard. Maybe I'm just not paying attention because they've never come and probed me. I did see some lightning bugs out at my house one time that scared the bejesus out of me, though. Denny, hold the line. 855-450-3733. I mean, you're looking out the window, you're from Florida where there are no lightning bugs, and there's little flashing, moving lights outside your window. It's crazy.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-467-5270. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270. Call 1-800-467-5270.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple.
Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And just to prove that you can talk about anything you want to talk about, we've got Denny talking about wants to talk about UFOs. Denny, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously there is a, you know, a subversive movement in government and in high places where even if accredited airline pilots see things, they can lose their job. You know.
So if an airline pilot claims to have seen something, then they're going to lose their job.
If they report it, then, yeah, they could be sent for psych evaluations.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then the psychiatrist said, that's not what you saw. You've been doing this too long.
Right.
We're going to have you retire now.
Definitely. But,
really?
But even though 99.9% of these things maybe can be dismissed as hoaxes, that 1% is all we need.
What do we need it for?
To prove that things are actually happening.
Alien life?
What was that, Denny? I'm sorry.
To prove that things are actually happening. To prove that we are being visited or observed or
what
whatever.
Would it matter, though, for the average individual? I believe myself to be agnostic as far as UFOs go. I'm skeptical, but I would hope anybody's skeptical of any positive claim.
You have to be.
And my dad claimed to have seen UFOs. I always kind of, okay, interesting story. But, I've never seen anything like that, and seems like if aliens wanted to visit, then they might have something more to say, or they'd have technology to not be seen. Like, they look an awful lot like the movie Aliens to me, whatever the not the ones by H.R. Geiger, but in fact the big-eyed ones came out shortly after Close Encounters of the Third Kind. There was a movie actually that came out a couple of years before that, and then you started getting the big-eyed aliens. Before that, it was robots and cockroaches.
Well, and then right around the time that Denny.
What about back in the 50s or the late 40s, where there were actually like six or seven of them over the White House? And that's documented. There's photos, headline news. You know, how can that be denied?
I don't know. As far as it, when the news gets old enough, people just start to consider it an interesting story. I mean, it's not even news anymore.
It's a historical anomaly.
Yeah, right.
Yes, please.
So, what do you think that what do you think they want?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It may very well be that it's actually us coming back in the future. They may have developed time travel, and it may actually be human beings coming back. I don't know.
You know, it would make you wonder why they're only talking to the world leaders or whatever. I mean, couldn't individuals have some kind of play? I don't know. It's interesting. Time travel, I'm always skeptical because you'd think that would be a situation where there'd be people all over the place coming back. If there are 7 billion people in the planet now and it's projected there's going to be 10 by mid-century or whatever the number is, how many people must there be in the future, 100 or 200 or 300 years from now? And then the future continues to go on after that, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. All of these people have time travel. You'd think that the place would just be, there'd be more time travelers than there'd be us.
Well, maybe time travel is so expensive in the future that only the ultra-rich, sort of like space travel now.
You believe that they haven't handled the problems of rich and poor in the future?
There's probably always not going to be a 1%.
Maybe.
Statistically, there is always going to be a 1%.
Thoughts, Denny?
Do you guys know anything about the Philadelphia experiment?
I've heard the term.
I've read a little bit about it. It is something that definitely was a government secret project. I'm not going to say one way or the other if it actually was time travel, if it was location travel, anything like that. Yeah, the one where the boat disappeared and then came back and there was only one or two people left on the boat and the other people were supposedly like melted into the side of the boat.
Yep.
Kind of like Han Solo in Star Wars.
Painted on.
Yep.
It's fascinating stuff.
It is.
Thanks, Denny. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. A lot of people claim to see a lot of things, and I'm not going to call them liars.
No, I'm not calling them liars either.
I wouldn't be prepared to.
I've seen things in the sky that I can't readily identify. No, technically, those are UFOs.
You're crazy. All right, PJ.
Hi.
Hey, PJ.
Hi.
Anybody?
I've got sort of an ignorant question to ask, and I apologize.
No ignorant questions.
No reason
ahead
to apologize.
Well, about the Pennsylvania story and the independence, who are they voting for? Are they voting for one or the other of the parties, or are they voting for, like, Mickey Mouse and stupid things like that?
So is this let me make sure I understand the question, because I'm not entirely certain I do. Are you talking about only in the Pennsylvania state election for the president of the United States, the independence?
Yeah, and that one of our candidates, Mr. Romney, is thinking about throwing out independents because of the way they are saying they're voting.
Okay, go ahead.
Gary Johnson is on the ballot in Pennsylvania after winning the lawsuit that was brought forth by the Republicans.
Okay.
I do not believe that Virgil Good or Jill Stein, either one, made the ballot in Pennsylvania.
If I were to speculate on this, PJ, what I would say is that the Republicans are probably scared that the Libertarians are going to draw some votes from them with the powerful support that Ron Paul got and the obvious quelching of the Ron Paul supporters at the Republican convention.
That
there may be some blowback, and that many Republicans might vote for the Libertarian to send a message to the Republicans. The Republicans want to stop that from happening, so therefore they're trying to knock out as many states as possible that that people can vote for the Libertarian, because if the Libertarian's not on enough states, no one considers him a viable candidate and therefore not vote for him.
And there's always going to be people in states that allow write-in. There's always going to be somebody that writes in Mickey Mouse. Just because they're not happy with anybody that's on the ballot.
I know, but for those of us who want to vote one or the other, it makes it bad then, right?
Why is that? How so?
Because our vote wouldn't be counted if we voted for one of the two.
One of the two regular parties, and how would your vote not be counted? What's going to prevent your vote from being counted if you vote for Obama or Romney?
Well, because of what you was stated about libertarians, and I would hate for that to happen because I want to vote for one of the parties who I didn't vote for in the last election.
You're considering the election to be a horse race, and you're trying to bet on the winning horse?
No, I'm trying to bet by my heart. And my heart says I should not vote for the one I voted for in the last election.
Okay, but somebody voting...
But yeah, let's stop parsing words here. So you voted for Obama in 2008, and you're going to vote for Romney in 2012, right?
Right.
Okay, so now what do you think that the Pennsylvania ruling has to do with you voting for Romney?
Well, I was afraid they were going to eliminate libertarians altogether, their vote. And I don't want that to happen.
I see. There's going to be the Libertarian candidate's going to be on the ballot in all states but Michigan. Is that correct?
Michigan and Oklahoma.
Oh, so 48 states. Okay. And Oklahoma never lets them on because they have the worst laws. Is that correct?
Oklahoma has only had Republicans and Democrats since 2000 because of the law.
I see.
Okay, far I'm safe.
There was a group that started up called Americans Elect.
That's right.
That was claiming that they were going to have a bipartisan ticket, and they spent $35 million on ballot access, and now there are only two candidates in the entire country that are running on their ticket against the wishes of the national chairman. There's two congressional candidates in Arizona that are running as Americans Elect.
Uh-huh.
The local state chairman in Oklahoma attempted to give the ballot line to Gary Johnson. And the Secretary of State in Oklahoma waited until the last possible minute to say, we're not letting you do this. And then the state party filed a lawsuit, got tangled up in court, and ultimately the local party lost in court because it went against the wishes of the national party.
Interesting. PJ, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Ultimately, I don't think you can waste your vote. I'd hate to see anybody's vote being tossed out by the court, but, the only vote that's wasted is the one that, doesn't fit you and what you believe. 855-450-3733.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.